My mother was always a distant person, especially emotionally distant. Our relationship pretty much ended up like civil acquaintances, particularly after she developed Alzheimer's. But I never did get to the heart of who she was. She never shared that with me. Around 2014, she passed, having been the only child with no other close family. I inherited the family home and the task of getting the house ready for sale. I was holding yard sales every week and tried to find auction houses for her larger furniture. I was just going to move back to Melbourne. Having taken a break from work to care for my mother, it was time to get back to my life. The real estate agent advised that they put in a more modern, updated kitchen to help boost the sale of the home. I took it upon myself to start pulling out the dreadful yellow 60s style cabinetry along with the decades-old appliances. I got to work, trying to empty the fridge before trash collection the next day. I scooped out the old half-eaten meals in Tupperware containers. Who knows how long those had been in there, and began on the freezer. I was snapping out old bags of frost-bitten chicken when I noticed a shoebox-sized container deep along the back of the freezer. I remember my mother having told me not to touch it as a child. I didn't need any more scolding. She was already on edge with my father's passing, but she had told me it had been her wedding topper, having been there my whole life. Prying it from the back, the lid popped off, fixed to the ice. I pulled the rest of the box out, seeing the inside was wrapped in a frosted pink cloth. Was that hair? Blonde wisps were frozen to the folded pink edges. I slowly peeled back the cloth, revealing a small baby. I still haven't fully processed what I found that day, the DNA having confirmed we were indeed related. It's just hard, reflecting back, thinking about how many times over the years I reached into that freezer.
Over my life, I've had a couple what I'd call paranormal events in my life. The main one that stuck out to me and made me a believer was around the year 2000. I was a young kid at the time, living in a ranch-style house on a gravel road out in the middle of nowhere. The closest city was Columbus, which was about 45 minutes away. My older cousin Selena was staying with us at the time, having just gotten a job in the city. She was saving up for her own apartment. Our house was kind of L-shaped, with the kitchen being the connector between the two flanks of the home. My parents lived at one end of the house, and my room was at the other, next to the spare room that Selena was staying in. I remember it was a cold December night when this happened. For the longest time before my cousin was staying with us, I would leave the light on in that long hallway. There was always something about that house that made me uneasy. When we first moved in, it felt almost ominous. The previous owners had several children, and the locks were on the outside of the doors. The walls covered in crayon and marker drawings and whatnot, but they turned it around, mowing the waist-high grass, fixing up the house, but looking back, it still felt off. So on that night, I was laying in bed, trying to fall asleep, and I kept hearing this creaking noise. It was a rhythmic faint creak thud, never heard it before. After a while, I got up, assuming it was the basement door in the kitchen. I really didn't know what it could have been, but that made the most sense to me. The house was dark as I flicked on the hallway light. At first, I stared down the hallway, facing towards the kitchen, when I heard that sound coming from my right. It was coming from my cousin's room. I stood there watching, as her door would slowly creak open about 4 inches and thud shut, and then start over. It kept a steady rhythm, and being a kid, ghosts, the paranormal, none of that crossed my mind. I just didn't know what I was looking at. I reached for the doorknob and pulled it closed, holding it there in my grip before letting go. And it continued, creaking open 4 inches and thudding shut. I didn't know what to do. I just went and laid back down in bed, facing the hallway. The hallway light was still on, and I stared, listening to that sound. My mind raced, trying to reason what was happening. We didn't have any pets inside. and everyone was asleep. After God knows how long, I got up, determined to find out what she was doing. I stood at the door, watching, when I reached for the doorknob and pushed it open. In that split second, I saw that dark room. All of the crank-out windows were closed, and Selena was curled up on her side, sleeping. When I pushed open the door, a force shoved me so hard that I slammed against the hallway wall, knocking me to the ground. I frantically ran to my room and hid under the covers. I didn't scream, nothing. I was so frightened and not sure about whatever that was. I was terrified beyond belief. At some point, I fell asleep. I don't know how, after all that. It must have been sensory overload or something. The next morning, I heard Selena moving around. I asked her if she heard that noise the night before, when she said she thought that I was making that noise. I explained what happened. She was puzzled, knowing that she locks her door at night. I stepped into the hallway, shutting her door, and I couldn't get back in. I don't know what that was, but it made me a believer. Being practically knocked out by an unknown, unseen force, an entity, and why? Was there a reason? All I know is that there was something in that house. Anytime we left for a long weekend, a trip, we'd return home, and there'd always be one light on. And that room, down the long, dark hallway.